players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and we're getting ready to bring you our Friday night high school football game of the week here on CARE 93.7 FM, part of the award-winning MSC Sports Radio Network. Coverage of high school football is brought to you by our CARE Country Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just minutes away. Our pregame show begins right after these messages.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on CARE 93.7 FM is brought to you by our area sports boosters. Don't forget, you can catch our coverage of high school football action online at msconews.net and on our free MSC Radio app. Kickoff is just moments away here on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Tammy Nolberding and at Community National Bank. To open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Well, good evening and welcome to Guy Galley Field here on the campus of Martin Hill Mount Academy, where we're getting set to go with football tonight for homecoming 2025 for the Ravens. Hello again, everybody. Joseph, he's our producer and engineer back at the CARE Radio Sports Studio. Gus Couch with me here upstairs. Tom Couch said, Gus, a couple of teams that, well, until this new playoff and district system, really don't see each other in a regular season. Martin Hill Mount Academy hosting Centralia this evening. Ravens won the flip of the coin at the onset of the ball game. They have elected to receive the ball, and they're going to be second down five at their own 40-yard line. Ravens are going to go with a single man in the backfield. Quarterback will take the snap, keep it himself, go straight ahead into the line, and he'll surge forward, maybe getting close to a yard, probably no more than that, and that'll bring up now a third down at about four for MHMA. Centralia, well, if you ever look at postseason matchups, you're going to see Centralia's name because they're in the postseason just perennially. Right now, they come into this game at 3-1 on the year. 1-0 in the district, 3-0 in the TVL. That's not Tennessee Valley. That's the Twin Valley.
And they're undefeated against teams in the state of Kansas.
Yes, this is true.
Their only loss so far this season, they went over to, or excuse me, they were home with Mid-Buck and lost 49-13. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of teams lose to Mid-Buchanan in that kind of fashion. They are fantastic.
Okay, now.
And I have a better chance of driving you to Mid-Buck than I do to Centralia.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I could maybe get to both of them. And right now, you had one of the Ravens was taken out of the game by an official for his equipment. And on a third down short, the Ravens are going to run right into the middle of the line and find it going very, very tough. They'll be looking at a fourth down and forced to punt the football away here on their first possession.
Go for it.
Go for it?
Yeah, why not? You got to roll the dice a little bit. Grady Becker, the linebacker for Centralia, comes up and makes the stop on that play. Right now, we're seeing Martin Hill Mount Academy come out in like some tight formations. They're keeping everybody up kind of close to the football and just running the ball right into the teeth of that Centralia defense. And I think they're going to leave the offense out and hope to just push forward for this 3 yards.
Here we go. Fourth down at their own 41-yard line for the Ravens. The snap back. Quarterback sprints right. Looking for the edge. Won't find it. Going to be dropped at the 40-yard line. Maybe losing about a yard.
tried to get to the edge, Amari Shepard. There was just no blocking to seal that edge. Max Walters gets over there and makes the stop. But it's all because of Isaac Renicki, who got out there in a hurry, turned that play back in, allowed his linebacker to make the tackle, and now it'll be first and 10 Centralia at the MHMA 40. And here come Centralia's Panthers under head coach Roger Holthouse. And Gus, we're going to be careful, and we're probably going to work a lot with first names, because on the field right now we've got, in the middle of the line, Tally, and in the backfield, we've got Tally. So we'll be talking about those young men as the evening wears on. Quarterback's going to take it, keep it himself, cut to the right side, across the 40, 35, runs over a defender, goes to the 30. It'll be first down, Centralia.
Punishing run right there by the quarterback, Quentin Alderfer, as he pushes forward, picks up right at the yards necessary to get a first down. They said, go ahead and move those sticks. Getting in his way, making the stop, Amari Shepard.
Offensive lineman that tackles Wade Dieters and Kalen Olberding, and from guard to guard, Tyron Tally, Jaden Tally, and Aiden Tally. And the running back tonight, one of the three, is going to be Bronx Tally. Quarterback, as you mentioned, Quentin Alderfer. He'll put it over to the left side and around the corner, 30, 25, 20, and down near the 10-yard line is going to be Dagan Runabom. Runabom is going to be bounced out of bounds. They're going to call it around the 12-yard line, first and 10.
Michael Garrett, the linebacker, over there to make the stop. But that time, we just saw an outside run by Centralia, able to seal the corner really well, get all the way down, and kind of my favorite place to pick up a first down. They're at the 13-yard line. Let's call it the 12-yard line, so they can still pick up one more first down inside the five.
You're going to have Alderfer behind the center, and you've got kind of a offset little stacked eye. Alderfer is going to run behind them, skirt right, walk into the end zone, touchdown Centralia. Wait a minute. Penalty marker at the end of the play, thrown in the offensive backfield.
Yeah, Alderfer had actually crossed the goal line, and the official looks around and says, yeah, there might be a penalty back here, and we're going to see possibly a hold against Centralia. No, blocking the back against Centralia. So.
Blocking the back is called against Centralia.
So they're going to take that off the board, and at 8:43 to go, they'll assess the penalty, and it is going to go back beyond the 15 and 20 and up to around the 21 or 2, and it will bring up a second down, or first down again.
You know what I'm really impressed about with this Centralia team so far in this first drive? How well they seal block, right? Like, those tackles get out, and they seal it off the outside guy, the receiver or the fullback, kind of get up there, and they seal the edge. How many times have we seen these guys get to a clean corner?
So here we go. Make it a first down and 20. Just outside their own 20-yard line. Centralia. Little pitch. Back to the left side. It's going to go Runabom. He'll hit the 20 and run down. A nice job of coming up from the defensive backfield by Mike Garrett. And he split a couple of blockers and got into the backfield, making a tackle for the gain of maybe a yard.
Yeah, just prior to that, we were talking about the seal blocking of Centralia. Well, that time, Garrett saw it, and he just kind of slithered in between two blockers and made a great tackle right there. Short gain is going to bring up now a second and 18.
Landon Heller is going to check out of the game, and coming in is going to be Xavier Beckman, bringing a play in from the far sideline. You got Centralia in the traveling white jerseys, black pants, black helmets, blue, or rather black and gold lettering and trim. And for the Ravens, black helmets, black jerseys, black pants with gold lettering and trim. That'll bring up a second down at about 19. They're at the Raven 20-yard line. QB's going to take it. Alderfer boots right, pursued from behind, slows down, hits to the edge, breaks one tackle, but not the second and third, and he's going to be pulled down after a gain to the maybe 13-yard line again. Because Mike Garrett, he's worked hard here early.
Yeah, playing that middle linebacker position, he's doing a great job of moving side to side, finding those little bit of an avenue, and he hits it, gets up there, fills the gap quickly. Nice job so far by the sophomore linebacker. And I'm going to tell you, it might be third and 11 at the 13-yard line, but it's probably four down territory right now for Centralia.
I think that's pretty safe to say. I do not think the punters will work real hard tonight. Here comes Centralia under initial possession of the game, looking at a third down long.
at the Raven 13-yard line, deep in MHMA territory. Wrap around handoff, left side 15, looking to get to the outside to the 10. There's that block at the 5. He's going to be bumped out short of the first down. Did he get into the end zone? No, he's short. And I think he's short of the first down, maybe.
No.
No? Okay. He does not get the touchdown, does he? Yeah, he is in the end zone. I didn't think it got to the pylon. I thought they bumped him out just the side of it. There's a lovely oak tree right here covers that corner. I didn't think he'd reached it across. So we'll make that correction. We do have touchdown Centralia. And they run a swinging gate on the PAT. It will be kicked by Isaac Reinecke. Little right foot soccer style kicker. Aldifer is going to be there to hold. Penalty markers all over the place. And we're going to have an illegal procedure by Centralia.
So now the question for Centralia is, you're going to back it up 5 yards. You still feel comfortable kicking the PAT. Now do you start thinking about, let's maybe go for two?
The thing is, it's going to be hard for us to tell right now because it's exactly the same personnel. Not like they're running a kicker or a holder.
He's going to tamp down a good spot right there at the 15 and say, here we go for a 25-yard PAT.
It is placed, it is kicked, and it is good. We're taking our first time out of the ball game here at 6:52 to go in the opening quarter on the first possession of the night. It is Centralia 7, MHMA scoreless.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Well, happy to have you along with us here. Homecoming 2025 for Marhill Mount Academy. Nice crowd on hand. Centralia bringing fans also down from what is probably going to be, for them, they've had back-to-back kind of long trips, Gus. For high school trips. Now, tomorrow you and I are going to have a little longer trip than that, but we'll be talking about that as the evening wears on. It will be once more Isaac Reinecke to kick it away. He just hit that point after, and he very methodically steps it back and steps it over and kicks it away end over end, and it is going to be picked up by the Ravens at the 15. Up the left side of the 20. Look out at the 30, at the 40, at the 50. The kicker finally comes over and will help bump him out of bounds along with Quinton Aldifer. And that was a huge return for the Ravens and Amari Shepherd.
Yeah, Amari Shepherd did a nice job of going back and taking his time, fielding that football, finding a little bit of a lane, and pushes it up the far sideline, crosses midfield in to Panther territory. I'm going to pause with that all night because I'm just not used to seeing enough Centralia to be able to clip it off so quickly. I question myself every time I say it. I feel like this might be only the second time I've ever seen Centralia.
Really?
We saw him once with JCN that I've seen.
JCN has seen him a lot in the postseason over many years. Jaden Harper is the Ravens freshman quarterback, 6 foot tall, buck 50, motion to the left, a handoff, and here he goes to the 40 or 50, 45, down to the 40, and first down. Boy, that was a quick hitter on a little jet sweep to the left side, and the Ravens moving the football with Ty Winter. First and 10, MHMA. Now, Gus, Centralia's coming into the game tonight. They're stinging a little bit, right? Suffering that first loss of the year last Friday.
The Friday before, yeah. They kind of bounced back a little bit last week after beating Jonathan West 30-0, but man, they're still looking at that one blemish on their record and not exactly thrilled with it.
Straight ahead run for MHMA and hitting the middle of the line, bouncing and pounding and pushing is going to be Amari Shepherd, and He'll pick up a couple, 3 yards down around the 35-yard line. Isaac Renke comes up to make the stop for Centralia. It'll bring up now a second and 7. This Raven team, since week one of the season, and now we're in, what, week 5, right? They have changed how they do things a lot. You're seeing them throw the ball much, much less, and you see them going to more of a ball control, ground-oriented kind of an offense, and working the clock, working possessions. And they just kind of moved into a little different direction as the year's gone on and the talent evaluation process continues. Now we're going to have a timeout. Ravens are going to take a break, and so shall we. Timeout at 5:16 to go. Quarter number one in Natchez of Kansas, where it is Centralia 7. Morehill Mount Academy nothing.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered Investment Advisor Services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
To have you with us. Gus, we're looking here at Guy Galley Field on homecoming night. And is there a field anywhere around here that has got grass that tall and thick and lush this time of year? And I mean, we're talking ankle deep tall out here, you know? They do not have this thing groomed down tight. The moon is beautiful out there and getting close to being full, 87%, right? Illumination. Yeah. And what is our temp outside? Like 100?
It feels like it.
80 degrees right now. And humid.
It's about right. 17 degrees above the average daily high for this time of the year.
On the play coming out of a timeout, a whistle, and a penalty against the Ravens. So that's going to cost them a little yardage. And we're still 5:10 to go in the opening quarter. That ball is going to be marched back. And let's see where they're going to drop this thing down. It'll be outside the 40, all the way out to the 44-yard line. So for the Ravens, it is going to bring up a second down, and I'm going to call it second down about 18. Dayton Harper coming over to the near side, having a visit with the coaching staff, and carries the play into the game. Ravens are going to go wide to the left side with Peter Rapplinger. Two receivers are going to go wide to the right side, and a single running back for Harper, who takes a snap, steps right, throws right, has his man, goes to the cop 45, turns it upfield 40, puts his head down in a big collision. But a nice gain after the catch for the Ravens. And MHMA moving to football on the catch by John Parker. And another freshman, Gus Deegan Ronabaugh, makes the tackle. So the Ravens have a lot of young talent out on the field. Not only their quarterback, think I need another roll of that. Not only their quarterback, but also that receiver on that down. Third down and a dozen. Morehead Mount Academy's got to get this thing down just about to the 25-yard line, maybe the 26. As we go inside, 4 minutes to go in the rapidly moving opening quarter of play. Snap back, quarterback is back, flushed out of the pocket, rolls right, throws right, man wide open, caught at the 30, gets down to around that 26. He's going to be really close to the first down.
That time doing a nice job catching the ball right in front of Ty Winter. Winter makes the stop on the play, but the official's going to eye it up and say, that's good enough for a first down.
Yeah, well, Ty made a great tackle, and in the process, broke his helmet. And so he is now carrying it off the field and having to exit the ballgame. And for the Ravens, they'll move the chains. It'll be first and 10 MHMA at the Centralia 26-yard line. Again, it'll be Rapplinger wide to the left side. They're going to go wide to the right side. Chase Campbell, straight ahead run by the QB, and he'll take it inside the 25, picking up about 2 really, really hard-earned yards.
That time trying to run it into the middle, but right there was Landon Beck to make the stop for the Panthers. It'll be gain of call it 2. It'll bring up a second and 8 now for Morehill Mount Academy.
the race quarter. No, this first quarter is starting to really push along. We're down to the 3-minute mark.
Yeah. And my point is going to be the Ravens are showing great patience here. You come over, you talk about the play, you walk the play in, you let the clock click along a little bit.
Centralia, you're coming out in their base 43 defense. Nothing really fancy about it. They just like to line up and hit people.
Kind of a double wing here. Quarterback turns right, rolls right. That's the same play they had run a little bit ago. It's going to be complete inside the 20. They're going to mark it just inside the 20, maybe by the length of a football, maybe the 19-yard line. Jace Campbell once again. And that's what the Ravens have done is found a play that works, and now they're exploiting it.
Yeah, they're doing a great job of taking their quarterback and just booting out and throwing it right at the sideline. The intended receiver catches it, steps out. Usually doesn't take a hit over on the sideline now. Morehill Mount Academy looking at a third down.
That's a hard play to defend.
You have to defend that with your defensive end.
Quarterback's going to keep it himself, goes into the middle of the line, out the corner, comes in quickly and shuts it down after a very, very short gain. Centralia's Grady Becker makes the tackle. It'll bring up a fourth down for the Ravens, and we'll call it fourth and two.
So we talked about on that last play, the way to defend that quick out right there is going to be with your defensive end. And what I mean by that is the defensive ends are going to have to get upfield and get hands in the air and force the quarterback to change his throwing angle, maybe drop back a little bit further, disrupting the timing on those plays.
Yeah, they're quick. They're bang, bang play. The quarterback gets back a couple steps and throws a zippy pass over to the edge. Inside 2 minutes, QB's back. It's a fourth down call. He's trying to go to the outside. Needs a block. That does not happen, and he's going to be hit, ridden to the ground by Xavier Beckman. And he's going to be short of the first down.
Wow, what closing speed we saw from Centralia's defense right there. Those guys look like Amari Shepard was going to be able to turn the corner, but I'm telling you, Beckman was there in a hurry and closed the gap, and we're going to get a turnover on down.
It'll be first and 10 for Centralia. Now, Gus, on the scoreboard, you cannot, you don't have a little box for, wins that make you feel better, but for the Ravens, that is one of those wins. That was a good possession.
Look at that. We took 5 minutes off of the clock on that one drive right there for Morehill Mount Academy. So, again, that is one of those wins. You kept the ball away from the Centralia offense. You moved the ball effectively. You put some good plays away.
Quarterback is going to hand off into the left side of the line, and just a power move off tackle gets across the 25-yard line. And Aldifer will get maybe 5 on that carry. It'll bring up a second down for Centralia.
Spencer Humberg, the big junior out there, makes the stop on the play for Morehill Mount Academy. We're down to 90 seconds left in this first quarter of play.
Centralia, one thing that they haven't done, they've done a lot of things, okay? They haven't thrown the ball. Sometimes, and there are people who would tell you, you don't throw the ball because you don't have to throw the ball.
You run it effectively enough.
Yes. Second down call. Second down, and we'll call this 4. And here again, the quarterback, he's got gaping room. 30, 40, foot race to the 50. Going to be angled out of bounds and tackled inside the 40. They'll bring him down at the 36-yard line. And Quentin Oliver, Gus, he climbs to his feet pretty slowly. He took some punishment there, and he's not at 100% as he comes back out onto the field.
Yeah, I don't think he's very happy either. He was 2 steps out of bounds before he got ridden to the ground. That time John Parker comes over and makes the stop on the play.
As Oliver took that snap, slid down the line left, just a massive opening appeared in the middle of the line, and that quarterback did a nice job recognizing it, turning it upfield, using good speed to take advantage of the opportunity.
Pacheco probably could have seen that hole.
Right.
I mean, like 60-40.
He would not have bounced out for it. He would have run into the guard in front of him. First and 10. At the Raven 37-yard line, here goes Centralia. Quarterback's going to hand off this time and bouncing out, finding the hole, taking it to the 30, maybe the 29-yard line is going to be Xavier Beckman. Xavier got the ball, and Gus, I'm guaranteeing you that is not where it was designed to go. He hits the line, there's nothing there, but he keeps his feet, he keeps his width, he keeps driving. He just kind of rides his way, bumping the line, goes to the right, bumps the line, goes to the right, bumps the line, and finds a soft spot, accelerates, picks up 7.
Yeah, I feel like this offense is less of a numbers offense of, you know, hit the two gap, hit the four gap. It's more of like a college idea of you're going to go somewhere around the A gap but be looking to press the B, you know. Just it's kind of a general vicinity more than an actual gap.
Ravens go 9 in the box, and the quarterback is back to throw to an undefended receiver at the 15, left side, 10, out of bounds, 8-yard line. Finally, the Ravens had been pulled up and pulled up trying to defend that running game. Quentin Alderford dropped back, found his receiver wide open on the left side, and the Ravens had a single man back deep. And you can see how that can happen.
Yeah, the only question was which guy was going to catch it for Centralia right there. They had two guys that kind of flooded out there on the left side and out towards the boundary and right there for Moore Hill Mount Academy, just trying to stop the run so much. He just got caught a little red-handed.
Speaking of stopping, we would have been at the end of the quarter, but going out of bounds, stopped the clock with 6 seconds remaining. Here is your final play of the opening quarter. Quentin Alderfer calls signals on a first down. Slides down, turns it up, bounces out, hit from behind. He's going to be down inside the 5-yard line. He's into the end zone, touchdown. And Alderfer, with a great effort, got across the goal line. On the final play of the opening quarter, we'll stick around here for that PAT. 13-0, Centralia.
That time, great job by Tyron Talley. The left guard kind of pulled all the way to the right side, led that play up into there, and a nice job by the quarterback to follow him. And Centralia taking a long time.
A really long time. They're still thinking about running that swinging gate. Are they not? No. And one of the linemen takes off about 3 seconds before everybody else.
Think Grady was getting the ball there?
Grady was saying, throw it to me. So they set up for the swinging gate, which is off the line, way over to the side, and just a center, a quarterback, and a running back in the middle of the field. 98%+ of the time, right, they slide back over, just kick the ball. Well, this time they were going to snap it, and one of those guys off the side takes off early. And now they could kick again. They did this exact same thing a moment ago, but they're bringing a play in now. Centralia head coach Roger Holdhouse is having a long visit with Quentin Alderfer, his quarterback, running him into the game. And because they're going to have to hurry up, or they're going to be in for delayed accounting on him now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and there's the delay. They took way too long. So, whatever you drew up, now you better get another 5 out of it.
Yeah, now if you're the coaching staff, you're looking around and you say, you know what, just run it. Roger Holdhouse, the head coach for Australia, he looks at his short play sheet over there, and I say short play sheet because it is. It's not a, you know, big legal-sized page. It's like a statement size.
Yeah.
He basically says, yeah, let's go for it.
Okay, now they're all going to run up to the line. Here we go. Taking runner bomb. It's going to be winged to the right side. QB will take the snap. He's hit, pulls away, throws into the end zone, missed his man. The two-point conversion after all of that fails, and we are at the end of the opening quarter. First quarter in the book, Canaches of Kansas. The score, Centralia 13, Moore Hill Mount Academy nothing.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Welcome back to Guy Galley Field. Homecoming 2025 of the Ravens is being introduced between quarters. Graduating class 1985 for MHMA, the football guys. Gus, I think they look like they could all throw on a couple of shoulder pants and get right out there.
I don't remember 1985.
You do not.
You do not. The officials have to be thrilled. We got to score right at the end of a quarter, so they don't have to move the ball. They don't have to reset anything. Centralia is set to kick the ball away to start the second quarter. When was the last time we had a clean quarter break like this?
That was pretty good.
I mean, high school or college, it's been a minute.
Here we go to the second quarter at Centralia. They'll shift sides of the field and we'll kick it away. Yeah, you don't often score a touchdown and then flip into the field. The advance, the kick, end over end, and there's nobody back that deep. They'll go back and field it at the 15-yard line. Up the number to the 20, and hit before the 30-yard line, down around the 28.
That's how I'm getting down there. Isaac Renicki on the kick coverage unit. For Moore Hill Mount Academy, they are going to start this possession in their own territory. And I'm telling you, that last possession started across midfield. This one, they're going to be backed up all the way to their own 20. And yeah, they're going to slide down to 27. That'll be first and 10 for the Ravens there, and they're about to start their third possession of the night.
Beautiful moon. A crystal clear night, but guys, you know what we don't have? A lick of breeze, man.
Not much.
There's no breeze moving out here so far this evening. Crystal's taking considerable time, doing a good job. These guys, especially that guy in the white hat, fantastic.
Hey, I'm thrilled tomorrow we don't have Iowa officials. I hope not.
You don't know. You don't know that. Here's a direct snap back, and Zayden Harper hits the line, and there's not a lot there. Gets up to the 30-yard line. Made quite a bit out of what there was, gaining a couple of yards. Second down 8 for the Ravens.
That time coming up to make the stop for Centralia. It's going to be Max Walters. Max, a sophomore out there for Centralia.
You see, as a broadcaster, Gus, sometimes you cheat. Okay? If you can't see the guy's number necessarily because he's going in a different direction, you look for some of their distinguishing features. Zayden Harper with a knee-high, neon pink socks. And here's a straight-ahead run and a hard hit after the gain of about 4 more yards.
That time, Martin Shepard made the run, and Kelton Pennyhockey makes the stop on the play.
Okay, let me tell you what has so far in this game most impressed me about Centralia, how hard they hit. When they come up, there's no fooling around. They will make sure you know they are there.
You know what you haven't seen yet either is a missed tackle.
No.
They do a good job of wrapping up, driving through. I mean, just kind of those fundamentals.
So what are we, 54?
This play you are. I've been 43 all day.
Here's a quarterback bouncing outside, spins back into the middle, crosses the 35-yard line to the 36. The Ravens are going to be looking at a 4th down 2. Now, for the Ravens, so far tonight, they've gone on 4th and 2 every time. Again, it's Kelton Pennyhockey with his tackle. But these 4th downs, as a matter of fact, this 4th down, maybe even 1. But they've had a hard time picking up that 1.
If you are Centralia, this wouldn't be a terrible time to guess the snap and just blow back there and try to make a play.
Now, the Ravens are going to bring in an extra lineman and take out a running back.
They're going to bring into the ballgame Gabe Randall. So Randall's the big guy. They're going to move to the right side and tuck him tight.
Everybody's in tight. The defense in tight. The quarterback takes the snap, drops the ball, falls forward, coming up short, and the Ravens are not able to make that first down happen. Could not capitalize on the opportunity, and they'll put their defense back out of the field for Centralia. Short field, 1st and 10 from the Raven 35.
I thought Marion Shepard just got a little excited, I think.
Yeah.
What happened was he saw the defense really tucked in. He really wanted to make a play. Actually, was kind of moving downhill when that snap came, so when it came to his left hip, he misplayed it, had to go back and get it. And in doing so, a turnover on downs for Moore Hill Mount Academy and for Centralia. They're set to start their third possession of the ball game. The first two have ended in touchdowns, 11 and 10-yard runs.
Quinton Alder for the quarterback, running back to his left. He'll follow him to the outside, who sets up a block. Alder for the first down marker and steps out of bounds, picking up about a dozen.
That's the most patient run you've ever seen. Alder took it, and I don't think he ever really ran on the play. It was just kind of like a nice little upper pace jog as he kind of worked his way over and then said, all right, let's go ahead and step out of bounds. But I would have no problem running behind a big guy like Aiden Tolley And in this double wing offense, you look for your guards to pull a lot. Left pulls to the right, right pulls to the left a lot of times, and those are going to be your lead blockers. And Aiden and Tyron Tully are doing a great job tonight.
At the Raven 22, quarterback this time is just going to tuck, go straight ahead, and make that Isaac Reineke going straight ahead for maybe five, something like that.
That time they just snapped it to the fullback right there, Reineke, and he pushes forward.
And very quickly, you get Centralia back at the line of scrimmage. Now again, quarterback Quentin Oliver is looking over at coach, getting the call. But that line is up and on in a three-point stance, ready to go immediately when that play gets called. Second down, five. QB will take it, keeps it, goes right side, slashes outside, goes to the end zone, and is coming back on a hold. As he took the snap, Oliver just, again, slashed this time to the right side, found the gap. That's been where he's really had the most luck running. A minute ago he went left, but pretty much he's going right all night long. And he found enough daylight. He's able to turn it up. He possesses good speed, but the trailing block that was well behind the play is going to push that ball back out to the, 18-yard line. Got to pick up a second down, six. 8:47 to go in the first half. 13-0 Centralia. Panthers with the lead. Panthers with the football. Jagan Ronnebaum is the running back on the left hand of Alderford. Snap back. Quarterback keeps it. Goes left. Gets taken at the knees and brought down. That was a textbook tackle by Vincent Humberg.
Yeah, Vincent Humberg, big 6 foot junior, doing a great job of coming downhill, wrapping him up, taking him to the ground. No gain on the play. It'll bring up now a third and six for Centralia. We talked about it early on in the ball game. I think punters are optional this evening. You're way too close to punt. You're too far to kick a field goal. This is four down territory for Centralia.
They're going to go with Grady Becker. He's going to be winged to the left side. Quarterback is going to take the snap. Again, going to hand off, trying to get outside, putting his head down, being tackled at the shoulder pads, and very close to the first down. It's going to go run a bomb.
That time, Michael Garrett comes up and makes the stop, but again, grabs the running back kind of by the shoulders and bulldogs him down. Not before he's able to pick up a first down. And for Centralia, they're looking at first and goal from the hardest spot on the field. First and goal from the 10.
Right on the 10-yard line. Panthers coming out over the balls. We're at 7:50 to go in the opening half and counting. We haven't seen the ball in the air a whole lot tonight. Teams are ground-oriented. QB straight ahead. A duo of tacklers. It's a direct snap to Reineke. And
so he didn't pick up a lot. Yeah, what they do is they line Reineke kind of up there, and then they put the quarterback just about a half a step behind him and off to the right. Well, every once in a while, they snap it to that up back Reineke, and he pushes forward. He hasn't picked up much yardage tonight on it, but it keeps the defense on it. They're going to give him 2 yards on the play. It'll bring up a second and eight for the Panthers.
You know who's that? Who really shines in that play? It would be Jaden Talley, the center. Because you're snapping at one of those two guys who are very close to each other. Now here's a run to the left side, bouncing off a blocker and going into the end zone, Jagan Ronnebaum. He was stopped at the 7. He ran in the back of his own lineman, and it bounced off him.
That was a play where Quentin Alderford got the ball and did a full 360. The defense got a little confused, didn't realize he had handed it off to Jagan Ronnebaum around the left side. Ronnebaum just kind of bounced, spun, and then dived for the pylon on the 8-yard touchdown run. That was whole lot of action for an 8-yard run for Centralia.
All right. Now, speaking of Centralia and their PATs, they are not going to kick this one. They're going to try to get it back to the football number and penalty mark three of them. Each end of the line and in the backfield, the marker, and another false start. And Centralia will again go for 2 points from the 8-yard line. 6:59 is the time on the scoreboard clock here in the second quarter. 19-0 for the PAT still coming up. At the backfield, Gus, we've got Xavier Beckman. Now, we don't have heights, weights, anything like that, but I'm going to tell you, Xavier is, he's the smallest guy on the field right now. Only guy kind of close to him in size is going to be Grady Becker.
5'8", 145.
Is that what he is? I guess. Yeah, I would say close. Here's the lob, fade pattern, back of the end zone. It's good. Two-point conversion caught by Dagan Runabom. And we're going to take a timeout with 6:59 to go in the opening half. It is now Centralia 21, Mount Academy nothing.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Oh, it's a toasty night here at Guy Galley Field on the campus of Marshall Mount Academy in Atchison, Kansas, where we're at 6:59 to go in the opening half, and the visitors, Centralia Panthers, and forged a 21-0 lead. Welcome back, Centralia, after just that, completing that score, getting set to put a toe to the football. Now, in each of the first couple of kickoffs, Centralia has kicked it to around the 20-yard line. Now, the last one was a little bit deeper, and now the Ravens are going to give you maybe just a little bit more credit for that return man back nearer the 15 where Pete Rappliger is going to settle in.
Did you watch the Rams kicker last night work on that knuckleballer that just, like, hung about 12 feet in the air? That's impressive.
Here's the catch. At the 20, Rappliger straight ahead and across the 30-yard line, 31 or 2. Ravens are going to bring their offense back out.
That time, Max Walters comes down and makes a stop for Centralia. The ball's going to be up across the 30, and they're going to mark this thing down somewhere around the 32-yard line. Is it kind of crazy to watch kickers start to, like, perfect their craft? Finally, you have to do something, you know?
Well, in the old days, you just kicked it hard as you could, but
right.
Now with the landing zone and all of this, and we've all these college games, the kicker's trying to hit that soft spot around the 20-yard line. There could be more to it than there used to be. First and 10, MHMA. QB will go straight ahead. Not much for Amari.
Amari Shepard tried to work off the right side, but Grady Becker there to make the stop for Centralia. They're going to give him a 2-yard gain. It'll bring up now a 2nd and 8.
Okay, we've seen the Ravens run that play, 6-7 times now tonight. Do they see something? Do they feel like they're really close to busting something, or is that a play to set up another play?
I think it's just you run it because, again, one tackle gets broken, you're up to the races as close to the line as Centralia's playing. But Centralia, we're going to talk about it after this play, what they're doing with that defensive line.
Rappliger wide to the near side. Motion will come first to the left, then back over to setting up as a wing, and now back in motion. The snap is high, bouncing around. It's going to pick them, but a quarterback and penalty markers all over the place. And he just couldn't get a handle on that thing.
Yeah, that was going to be a false start. We had a guy in motion, a guard trying to pull, a whole lot of things happening when that ball was snapped. And right now, the Morial Mount Academy coaching staff is going to say, let's talk about this. When we come back, we'll talk about that defensive line for Centralia.
Time out of the field, 6:05 to go in a half. It remains Centralia 21, Ravens nothing.
Summer's better without the bite. At Urban Lawn Care, they offer professional lawn spraying that knocks out mosquitoes, chiggers, ticks, ants, and spiders, and all those uninvited pests. Safe for pets and kids, tough on bugs. You can schedule a one-time treatment or keep your yard protected all season long with monthly or bi-monthly plans. Take back your lawn. Call Urban Lawn Care today for a free estimate and get on the schedule. Urban Lawn Care, local, dependable, and here to help you enjoy your yard again.
Oh, you hear the Raven Pep band in the background and the cheers from the homecoming throng here tonight. 6:05 to go, just about midpoint of the second quarter. And Ravens utilizing their second timeout of the opening half, trailing here by 3 scores.
We talked a little bit before the break about the Centralia defensive line and how they're doing such a good job of
wrapping up and not allowing that broken tackle, which that's what Morehill Mount Academy right now is banking on. They're banking to get one of those broken tackles and turn it into a big play because they have the playmakers. They have the speed. They're able to do that. But Centralia is doing a great job of rolling in new guys every couple plays. It looks a lot like Saturdays where Benedictine has two defensive tackles, bring in new two defensive tackles every 2 to 3 plays. Well, that's what Centralia is kind of doing, is freshening up that defensive line every couple plays.
Quarterback is going to take the snap, runs to the left side, 30, gets a block, cuts back against the grain, 35, and he's going to be right at the first down marker, maybe half a yard short. That may be one of the best runs we've seen for the Ravens tonight.
Yeah, he got a real nice block, as Coach Potts would have called that.
It's a block.
It wasn't any other thing. Yeah, that really helped him to turn that corner, able to push it up to the 40. It's going to be just a little short, but now you're looking at that, what do we call it, third and manageable. See, now we're going to move in a new defensive lineman. This is Wade Dieters.
Yep, he's going to rotate out with Bronx Talley, and here come the Ravens looking at a third down and a long yard across your own 40. QB goes right, picks up the first down, 45-yard line, where finally Amari Shepard is going to be stood up, and the Ravens are going to move this chain.
That time, Jaden Talley, along with Aiden Talley, make the stop on the play, but not before Morehill Mount Academy gets the first down.
Now, you said those are the brothers, right? Some are cousins, some are brothers.
Aiden and Jaden
yeah,
are brothers.
Right.
Tyron is a cousin, and Bronx is a cousin.
Okay. Can you imagine?
If I had about 5 more minutes, I could have, like, sketched out the family tree.
But can you imagine?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving afternoon, a little football game in the backyard after lunch.
Competitive.
Oh, my goodness. First and 10. QB launches. Left side. Has his man over the shoulder. What a beautiful catch by Amari Shepard on the pass. Launched to him by Zayden Harper. It's the biggest gain of the night for the Ravens, down to the 28-yard line, first down.
Yeah, Amari Shepard did a great job working up the sideline, making sure he stayed in bounds when he caught that ball, got a foot down, stepped out. That time he was being guarded over here by Ty Winter, step for step, but that was just a perfectly placed ball by freshman quarterback Zayden Harper.
So the Ravens move deep into Centralia territory. 4 minutes and 49 to go in the opening half. MHMA with James Campbell will be wide to the right side. Amari in the slot. Left side is going to be Rapplinger. And Harper running the ball club right now at quarterback. Single running back behind him. QB will run into his running back. Drops back. Gets hit. Spun down. Sacked at the 40. It's going to be a big, big loss. What a good job by Max Walters.
Now would probably be a good time to talk about it. It's homecoming.
It is.
And Morehill Mount Academy does homecoming at halftime.
They do.
Homecoming is going to take longer to do the festivities than it took to do the first half.
You think it might?
20 minutes. I do know it's 20 minutes and a half.
It's 20 minutes and a half?
So.
All right, Joseph. I guess. Fair warning.
Putting that out there.
Fair warning.
15. Okay, we backed it off. Even better.
Yay. I thought Joseph was going to have to cue up Freebird or something.
Is that the bird song?
That's the bird song. Penalty marker.
We're going to get a delay game?
Nope.
No, timeout before the delay.
Apparently, just in the nick of time, we're going to hang on to it. Yeah.
Oh, why not? That time, Morehill Mount Academy, taking a long time trying to send the play in, figure out the right personnel, and when it was all said and done, they utilized the timeout just before getting themselves a penalty.
Tomorrow, guys, you know, we got the red eye to St. Louis.
Should be a fun one, right? I'm just not a fan of driving 70.
You got
the interstate or the, never mind,
the or 70. Here's the thing, we're going to see the how far the new 6-lane I-70 has progressed. So we'll be looking out for that a little bit. Benedictine on the road tomorrow. Get ready to pregame at about 12:30 or so. The kickoff at 1 o'clock. Ravens at Missouri Baptist. BC, number 3 in the nation and playing very good football. It'll be our second trip ever to the Missouri Baptist campus for football.
Good news? No Tigers tomorrow?
Oh, really? Nothing in Columbia?
Yeah. I just got to thinking, wait a second.
Are they off or are they just not at home?
They're just off next week. So.
All right.
Yeah, so we'll get to go see Missouri Baptist. Kind of a fun little setup up there.
It is a second down 20 for MHMA. QB's back, fires one, left side. Rapkin comes back to make the catch, breaks the tackle, gets finally inside the 30. That was a nice run, an elusive run by Peter Rapplinger to gain a dozen yards.
Yeah, great job by Rapplinger. Caught the ball off in the left flat, spun three times, be able to get back towards the middle of the field, pick up the yardage. Now to set him up with a 3rd and 11 right here. And you look over the far sideline, and Coach Holdhouse having a few words with the officials, because here's the deal. Seeing some holding calls that I didn't see, and we're also not seeing somewhere. Two guys got tackled on that last play. And now we're going to see Deron? Yeah, Deron moving to left guard.
Quarterback is going to run straight ahead. There's that play you talk about. A little bit of daylight will make a big difference, and this time it was good for 6.
That time coming up to make the stop on the play, you're going to have Aiden Aldifer along with Grady Becker.
Fishers are going to stop the play, and we're going to get a Centralia timeout. Let's do it. We're going to take our break with exactly 3 minutes to go in the opening half. It remains Centralia 21, MHMA nothing.
The Amberwell Community Health Fair is back Saturday, October 11th from 8 to noon at the Atchison Elementary School. This free event is open to all and makes for a great family day. Enjoy games, giveaways, bounce houses, and hands-on activities. Watch a vehicle extraction demonstration, try your surgical skills on a pumpkin, or get health checks like blood pressure, blood sugar, and hearing tests. Don't miss it Saturday, October 11th from 8 to noon at the Atchison Elementary School.
Minutes to go in the opening half here. Guy Galley fielded. Centralia exercising a timeout as the Ravens are moving to football. But now, Gus, they're going to be looking at a fourth down long. Fourth down at about 7 at the Panther 24-yard line. Joseph, our producer, engineer, back at the Hero Sports Studio. Gus Couch with me upstairs here. And Gus, not only the stands full of fans, but the track is, well, I mean, it's 6 lanes, so it's 6 lanes deep. It's not 8 lanes. 6 lanes full. And the Ravens are going to go sideline to sideline with receivers on this fourth down call. Four down linemen, 43 defense. Quarterback steps left, pulls up, throws it, caught inside the 20, but is he at the first down? He's got it, doesn't he? Officials looking at it. Rapplinger makes the catch. Officials looking across the field. I have not seen an indication by anyone yet. And White Hat's eyeing it up. First down, Raven. He stands back. He kind of looks across the field, eyes that thing up, and says, move the chains.
Holdhouse is not going to stand for that. He says, bring in the chains. I think it's short. I don't have a great view of it.
Well, from here, it's hard to see. This field has a huge crown. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's hard to see exactly where those chains are set.
You're also hoping that those lines are exact. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If he's got the first down, he's got it by the nose and not much more.
The ball looks like it's just nose up to the 17-yard line?
Yeah.
Raven coach Schrader, he's out of the field. He's not real happy.
Now the officials are saying, hey, it's okay. We can measure this and make sure we're correct.
All right, here we go. It's a big measurement for momentum and morale, right? They're going to stretch it out and he's got it. He's got her. Plenty to spare. First down, Raven. All right, guys, that ball never moved. So, I mean, that's legitimately where it was. There was nobody fooling around
with
it.
Great spot.
Yes.
Here's the deal. Coach Holdhouse feels a little better. That is some eagle eye.
Does he feel any better?
Pick that thing up from that much of a crown, that much grass, and that far of a distance. So.
Yeah. Again, the grass is super, super tall here. And the Ravens are going to put the offense back out there and run again with 2:49 to go in the half, looking for their first points of the evening. Wing to the left side, slot to the right side, Long hard count by Amari, who will keep it himself. Goes outside the D and just puts his shoulder in his chest and drops him. Wow, what a tackle in there for Centralia by Ty Winter.
Wow, that's on the cornerback. Ty Winter came up, and he put a hit on Amari Shepherd. Shepherd's kind of slunk over at the shoulders and just kind of stretching out a little bit. That's a hit that you kind of feel.
Now, Ty did a great job, classic job of making that tackle. There are quarterbacks more experienced who would have done one of two things, would have also dropped the shoulder and gone in hard, or would have sidestepped them because he did not see where he was going, and he would have missed. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Walter could have done that Matador Ole thing and shot right around him. Here's a handoff, and Omari's going to be hit, and the lineman's going to sling him to the ground. Bear hug and then thrown to the ground, and it was Aiden Talley with that stop.
And now the Morehill Mount Academy coaching staff's looking around. They're going, hey, the officials missed a blatant illegal shift. That would have probably been better for Morehill Mount Academy because the five-yard penalty would have still been second down. There were two guys moving when the ball got snapped. That was just kind of a little disarray right there. Now it's going to bring up a third and 16 for Morehill Mount Academy on what is their fourth possession of the night.
Yep, and they've taken their third timeout. We're going to hang on to it right here. Coaches out there, I think, just sharing some words of inspiration right now with the guys. Here's what, you know what the Ravens want, right? They want to get that goose egg off at halftime. I mean, you're not going to lead at halftime, right? You're not going to lead at halftime. But if you could get something up there, you'd feel way, way better.
And for Centralia, they're looking to get the ball back, but they're not a quick strike offense.
No.
So, I mean, like, a minute 44 is probably not enough time. But, yeah, for Morehill Mount Academy, it's a big deal. It's homecoming. Nice crowd out here. You really want to get something here before the half.
All right, here come the Ravens out on the field, and they are going to bring Zayden Harper over to the wing, and they're going to bring Amari. Is they just run these two guys back and forth at positions. Amari tries to get outside, grabbed by the neck and pulled over backward. And again, Satreya tackles hard, man.
Satreya tackles hard. They pursue well, and they're so fast. That time, Isaac Renicki gets to the sideline, makes the hit. It's going to bring up now a fourth and 17. We saw another timeout by Centralia. Joseph, we're keeping it here. Centralia just trying to stop that clock with a minute 35. They want to preserve any chance that they might get the football back here.
They would love to get the ball back with, you know, a minute and a half or so, over a minute anyway, and see what they can do with it.
Here's the question. Do you have something where you run like a post to the back center of the end zone, right? Quarterback just takes the ball on the snap, throw it high, throw it deep. Your guy can either run under it. If it gets intercepted, well, that's a risk you run. It's in the end zone, so it's okay. I think that's where the play becomes right now. It's you got to push one to the end zone. Who knows? Maybe there's a defense holding. Maybe there's a pass interference. You're just hoping for something right here. I step back, throw this ball to the middle of the end zone.
We're going to see what's going to happen here. Ravens into black uniforms and the white jerseys with black helmets and pants for Centralia. Ravens are going to send Jace Campbell wide to the right. They will not run, and they've had success. We haven't seen it lately, running that little out pattern, but this is too much yardage necessary to run that play. Here we go, fourth down at about 17, MHMA. QB's back, looking left, throwing left, into the end zone, triple covered, and it's batted to the ground and incomplete. They were looking. Zayden Harper was for Amari Shepherd because that was the play you called.
Yeah, and right there, Quentin Alderford looking over here. Alderford, a junior, he took two hands and just batted that to the ground. He easily could have intercepted that ball because it hit him right in the midsection. He said, no, let's push that ball all the way back out to the 25 and give our offense a shot right here.
So with that in mind, and with a minute 29 to play in the half, the question is, can the Panthers move that far? Because you got to understand also, what do they have? One timeout left, I think.
Yeah. So they're going to have none. Is their friend here? They're going to spread the field a little more than we've seen in each night.
Three to the left, one to the right. Quarterback is going to tell his running back, get behind me. Don't stand up in front of me. Get behind me. QB will roll left, being pursued. Gets away from the first guy, running, throwing on the run. It's going to be caught near the sticks and racing out of bounds. Stop at a clock with a first down, gaining about 11 yards is Dagan Ronnebaum.
Ronnebaum over there, run out of bounds by Peter Rapplinger, but not before he's able to pick up a first down. And more so than that, stop the clock with a minute 22.
That play didn't take long, 7 seconds. Pick up about, 11, 12 yards in 7 seconds. That was pretty speedy work. Back again, it'll be receivers almost sideline to sideline. Citray is going to go very, very wide to the right side with Isaac Rinicky. Slot right, QB's looking, going deep. He's got his man downfield, and it is incomplete. I'm going to tell you what, in the course of that play, Dagan Ronnebaum lost the ball.
Yeah, he was thrown kind of high, couldn't find it. He kept slowing down, he was moving in, then finally realized it and moved out. And by the time he picked up the football, it was way over anybody's head and falls incomplete. I'm kind of torn tonight about a game.
All right.
Hayden leading Hiawatha tonight 29-0.
Okay.
You know me, I always like Hayden, but I'm always pulling for the Giroux up at Hiawatha.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I know it's Wyatt, but I also like Cody, and Zach was more my age and had a lot of classes with him, so I like all of them.
Good guys. Second down call. Back to throw. Quarterback kind of fumbled the ball a little bit in his hands. Now he's going to pick it up. Now he's going to throw deep. He's got his man wide open and way, way overthrows. Again, his intended receiver downfield, Dagan Ronnebaum.
That time, again, looking for Ronnebaum on about the same pattern, and he did the same thing. Kind of running a little bit, never really set his platform, and just sailed that ball a couple of yards longer than he wanted.
He's harder for me to spot. He was supposed to have been the only thing he had to start with.
Yeah, it was.
A minute 10 to go.
So now Omari Shepard's going to drop back a little more and kind of play more of that center field, as I think he's expecting Central to run the same type of a play right here.
Ravens are going to put four on the line of scrimmage.
This wouldn't be a terrible time to run a draw.
Six guys in that second level. Quarterback is back. Throws the pass. It's going to be caught and dropped. It was only going to be about a 5-yard gain up to the 40-yard line, but in and out of the hands of Xavier Beckman, and now it'll be fourth down. And so, guys, we were remarking how quickly this game was moving along. Well, not anymore, because still with over a minute to go, we have had six plays between 2 minutes and this minute. Okay? Fourth down call for Centralia. Ravens have not stopped them yet tonight. Is that right?
Correct. Yep. Three possessions, three touchdowns.
Fourth down and 10. QB's back. Fires one to BB over the middle. Barely picked off and incomplete at the 50-yard line. And the Ravens got Centralia. Did they shoot themselves in the foot a little bit by taking a timeout? Because now the Ravens are going to have this ball with great field position and a minute to play.
Yeah, so they're going to have plenty of time. And they have the ball back just about where they had it the last time. They were down at the 25. Now they're backed up to the 36-yard line. So really only lost about 11 yards on that change of possession. So not a big deal. Moore Hill Mount Academy, though, needs to be aggressive right here in the last 60 seconds.
Exciting football here at Guy and Galley Field. We hope you're enjoying it on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Just for that last possession, I can tell you that it feels like to me, and this may just be that particular series, that the Ravens are going to try to run the ball outside 40. To the 35, to the 30, cutting up field to be grabbed by the neck and thrown down by the helmet. And there's a penalty, and there's two more penalties as the Raven player comes up, and he's really angry.
Yeah, so this officiating crew tonight has really struggled. We missed a hold on the corner. We're going to get a horse collar tackle. Then here's where the problem is going to happen. The horse collar is going to happen during the play. But then we're going to have a dead ball unsportsmanlike conduct against Moore Hill Mount Academy. That will be that player's first unsportsmanlike conduct of the night. Get two of those. You call it an evening.
So, yeah, they're over there hashing. Now, let me go back to the point I was making. We got plenty of time now. We've seen Centralia on his first three possessions almost exclusively run the ball and score three touchdowns. On his fourth possession, we saw them exclusively throw the ball and go four and out. Can I draw anything from that?
Yep. Yeah, I think you can, right? And it kind of goes back to what we talked about at the minute 44 mark when we said, even if Centralia gets the ball back, I don't know that they have enough time to run their offense and get down the field. They didn't even try, right? They just stepped back and started throwing the ball deep. Personal foul Okay, it's going to be a face mask against Centralia. That will be the 15. Then we have a dead ball, unsportsmanlike conduct, Morehill Mount Academy. That is that player's first unsportsmanlike conduct towards disqualification.
Correct.
If that makes sense.
That makes pretty good sense.
So when it's all said and done, it's really like a 9-yard penalty.
And the ball is going to be at the Centralia 29-yard line. And the Ravens are going to have it with 53 seconds to go in the opening half. They trail 21-0, and they're looking to get that zero off the board before halftime here, homecoming 2025. MHMA is going to break the huddle, and now coach is saying, get back in the huddle.
Well, it's because the officials are sitting here and taking off shoes, counting to 12, and back, and then should it be first? Should. He's got it. He just... It takes a minute to figure this out.
We don't have the down boxes set. They are way upfield, up at the 40.
That's right. Back there, it should be, it's like first and four.
Okay. Right? I don't know. Is it? They're going to say it's first and 10.
First and 10 because of the dead ball.
Yeah.
Okay. Cleaned up.
I think maybe they've got it.
So the other thing that kind of plays into that is, remember how this year in high school it's like a 15-yard penalty on a 3rd and 17 set you up with a 3rd and 2.
Yes.
Not
a third down.
So we saw
that the other night. Here's a handoff on the end around. Mm-hmm. Another penalty marker coming down to the backfield. The Ravens are going to pick up a first down and a bunch more and go out of bounds, but it's coming back.
Yeah, so that's the first time we're going to see that penalty actually called. It's as Morehill Mount Academy trying to turn the corner. They get a hold of the outside of the shoulder pads of that defensive end. It'll be a hold against MHMA. And I think this is where Morehill Mount Academy, I know they want to run the ball, and that's what they've done really well tonight, right? Like, they've taken a lot of time off the clock. They move the ball up and down the field. They need to start getting a little more aggressive with 44 seconds left.
I'll tell you what I'm seeing a little bit from the Ravens right now in this last series, Gus. I think maybe a little frustration out there. We saw frustration on the sportsmanlike call. We're seeing a little frustration to linemen who committed that hold. He's out there, you know, showing some emotions that you might better be used blocking the next guy. 44 seconds to go in the half. First down and 20. Back to throw. Looking left. Pumping back. Throwing the ball into pressure. And into the middle. It's going to be caught. Picked up 10. That was a tremendous play, I think, by Zayden Harper, Gus, who looked it and stepped up and found Rapplinger in the middle of traffic.
Yeah, Peter's done a great job tonight of making those catches in the middle of the field where there's been a lot of traffic. Great job right there by the 6'1" junior for Morehill Mount Academy. Now we have a player a little slow coming to his feet, and the official's going to stop play for just a moment so that he can come off the field. You know what else I'm seeing a lot of? I'm seeing a lot of scores rolling in right now
from halftime.
Yeah. We're getting close, and you know what else? Joseph will be able to update you with all those.
You betcha.
There are a couple of them that are a little eye-raising to me.
Is this eye-raising to you?
Yeah.
Here we go. Second down and a dozen. Straight back snap. Omari into the middle of the line, and he'll get 3, 4, 5 maybe as he follows his right guard and tackle. And the Ravens are going to be satisfied to just call this a half. They do not. Are they going to snap it one more time? Third down and maybe 9, 4 seconds, 3. The officials stopping, they're talking. And is it halftime? That's it. It is halftime in Atchison. We'll be back to summarize it for you. Teams are headed for the locker room. It is Centralia 21, MHMA nothing.
Thanks for listening to our high school football game of the week here on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete recap of the first half action coming up right after this.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. You can roll on in for a drive-through flu shot at Amberwell Atchison or Amberwell Hiawatha. Drive through at Amberwell Atchison on either Tuesday, October 7th or Wednesday, October 22nd. Drive through at Amberwell Hiawatha on Friday, October 10th. Morning, afternoon, and early evening time slots are available on all dates. Register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Hey, welcome back. Guy Galley Field, you hear the music in the background. Halftime homecoming festivities have begun here at Guy Galley Field. Football teams have exited and gone to their respective locker rooms. And I guess as we look at this ball game, I think we've seen kind of a metamorphosis between these two teams. I think we've seen Fort Hill Mount Academy, we talked about it tonight, coming in running the ball more than they had early in the season. And I think then we saw them, you know, even as this game went on, changing and altering the game plan and ultimately giving up 21 points to an extraordinary team from Centralia. And there are a lot of teams who have not been able to hold Centralia to 21 and a half.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about this Centralia team that scored 30, 45. I mean, this is a team that can get down the field, score some points down. The one hiccup to their team is the way they run their offense. It's going to take some time. So, again, they're not going to have that quick strike two-play touchdown. They can do it. That's just not really what they're going to see. You know, it's not step back, throw to TZ or Titan Osborne, right? But what they are going to do is they're going to take a lot of time off the clock. They are going to that whole death by a thousand cuts, right? 3 yards, 5 yards, 7 yards, 2 yards, 3 yards. I mean, just keep moving the stick. And once you miss that tackle, they're going to make you pay for it. Tonight for Moorhill Mount Academy, I think you described it perfectly. They've done a great job of adapting their game and kind of evolving, if you will, into, hey, let's run the ball, let's keep the offense on the field, let's take a little clock, let's move the ball down the field. And they've done a great job with that tonight. I know they had four possessions that ended on downs, and the fifth one ended in the half, but, I mean, they had some smart plays, some quick plays. I like the plays out to the perimeter, and so, yeah, I just like a lot of what that Moorhill Mount Academy offense has done in the first half, despite not even scoring.
You know what else I really like, and I think is probably difficult as a player, difficult as a coach, and probably difficult as an opponent, the Ravens are putting their best players in the best spot to be successful, and you don't know who's going to be quarterback. They are bouncing between having Amari at the quarterback or Zayden at the quarterback and then maybe putting the other guy out as a receiver or as a running back in the backfield. They're putting these guys in positions to be successful on various kinds of downs.
Exactly. You're finding ways to find these guys and keep the playmakers on the field, right? Find a way to make them successful. You talked about Shepherd running the quarterback. Now, the only thing Moorhill Mount Academy is going to have to do with Amari Shepherd, they're going to have to let him throw the ball at least once. Because every time he gets back there at quarterback, it's a run. We've not seen him throw the ball. So, again, you can stack the box a little bit right now if you were Centralia and you really felt like you wanted to. Get up there, and you can force a lot of chaos right there. If Shepherd throws the ball once, all of a sudden he proves that he can do it, and you're going to have to keep that defense a little more honest in the second half.
Yeah, that's just kind of an old-school coaching philosophy. I got to have my playmakers in the field, and I got to have the ball in my playmakers' hands.
Exactly. I mean, and that's kind of a basketball thing, right?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Like, clear it out. Let my playmakers do their thing.
Yes. Let Michael shoot.
Yeah. And how crazy is it? Calendar flips to October. Basketball month, right?
It is basketball. Can you believe it?
telling you.
I'm telling you what. I was chatting with Coach Moody today.
There you go. You know, tomorrow afternoon, though, we're going to make a trip across I-70 and just watch the Ravens, the number three team in the nation. Man, they've been so dominant this season.
They have been fantastic. They played a very quality schedule, and they have just been stellar all season long, and there's no reason to think that they won't. Every time you think you've seen their very best, they bring out players that we haven't even seen yet. And they play great.
How many times have we said the word redshirt freshman season? So lots of impressive pieces for this Ravens team. They're playing fantastic football. On the road this week, off next week, on the road the following week. Don't come back to Wilcox Stadium until the end of the month. But, again, right now is the fun time to be a football fan.
It is that, and good time to be a Raven fan as they're introducing now the homecoming king and queen candidates to the crowd on hand for that crowning. Keep it coming up, and we'll be back here at Guy Galley Field to bring you the second half of tonight's ball game. And don't forget, over on our good friends, our sister station 103.9, you're able to hear Jake and Bosch with the high school football scoreboard show right after this, where they will not only be recapping scores, they will have game coverage, you know, from all the games and give you those stories. And they'll be talking to Gus about district standings. They'll be talking about conference standings. They'll be talking about who's coming up and where everybody's going to be next week. So pretty comprehensive stuff and entertaining as well. So good news, guys. Yeah.
Can I tell you, there are six games in the Care listening area, and Joseph will probably fill you in on all these scores during halftime.
Huh?
There are six games. Still pitching shutouts.
Wow,
right? Hey. Especially in districts where it's important
numbers.
Course and point.
Yeah. Hey, we'll be back bringing you the second half live here on Care Radio. We're right now at halftime. It is Centralia 21. Barnhill Mount Academy scoreless. We'll be back, but right now we're kicking it to Joseph. He's in the Care Sports Studio, and you know he's got Joseph homecoming halftime.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Hi, this is Erica from Queen Bee Boutique. When you shop with us, it's more than products. It's an experience. I carefully choose every item so you can enjoy timeless style, effortless sophistication, and quality you'll love for years. And with personal service from our amazing team, we make shopping fun, easy, and all about you. Come visit us at Queen Bee Boutique, 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, because you deserve nothing less than exceptional.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7.
I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus Counts as they're at Guy Galley Field with the Centralia at Marhill Mound Academy matchup. It is homecoming, so it's a little bit longer of a homecoming session this evening. Coming up tomorrow, we've got college football on KNZA and KMZA starting bright and early at 9 a.m. It will be K-State at Baylor. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. The pregame again starts at 9 a.m. over on KNZA and KMZA. That is 103.9 and 92.1 FM, respectively. On CARE, right here at 93.7, we'll have Peru State at Benedictine. No, that is not correct. We will be having Benedictine on the road taking on Missouri Baptist. They're going to be going across the state today. A little bit of an error on our schedule here. I've got it corrected now. Then we will not be having KC Chiefs football until Monday because they're on Monday night football. Kickoff is at 7:15. We'll begin our coverage on KMZA and KLZA at 6 p.m. That is NFL football on Monday night on KMZA and KLZA. Coming up Thursday night, we'll return with Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Counts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday evenings right around 5:15. Immediately following Sports Look, we have the High School Football Coaches Insight Show with Atchison, Marhill Mount Academy, ACCHS, and JCN coaches. That's right around 6 or 6:15 on Thursday nights. Coming up next Friday, right here at Hot Country 93.7, we'll have Valley Falls at JCN. Join us right around 7 p.m. for that game. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some scores to report, and it is a rough evening out there. In the Hayden-Hiawatha game, it is Hayden on top, 29 to Hiawatha 0. Silver Lake is leading Baldwin 13 to 7. In the Jeff West-Holton game, it is Jefferson West 21, Holton 6. Sabetha is having a good night over ACCHS with a score at the half of Sabetha 27, ACCHS 0. Jackson Heights and Pleasant Ridge are meeting up today, and Jackson Heights is sitting at 58 points at the half to Pleasant Ridge's 0. In this game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got Centralia on top, 21 to Mar Hill Mount Academy's 0. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 84. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 60. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 86. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Lots of sunshine and dry Thursday and Friday, with highs in the upper 80s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Right now, we're currently sitting at 77 degrees. It feels like 77 out there. Winds are sparse and out of the southeast at 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity 60%. The dew point 62 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 30.00 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus Kautz fieldside in just a couple of moments.
Hi, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, very few things give me more joy than seeing patients restoring their health. When patients are eating healthy, exercising regularly, sleeping restfully, losing weight responsibly, and thinking positively, it is extremely rewarding. These are all things we can control and are all things we emphasize with our patients. If you are willing to make some lifestyle changes, you can restore your health too. This is what we specialize in, so call 284-0088 to let us help you today.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shod. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Flu season is here. Protect yourself and your family with a flu shot from Seneca Family Practice. Join our drive-through clinics at the Community Building parking lot on October 8th and 15th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Walk-in clinics will be held October 11th and 18th from 9 a.m. to noon at Seneca Family Practice. Appointments preferred, but walk-ins welcome. Forms are available online at nemvch.com or the day of the clinic. For questions, call 785-336-6107. Stay healthy this season and get your flu shot today.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to Guy Galley Field on the campus of Barham Mount Academy as we prepare to go to the second half of tonight's high school game on Care Radio. The Ravens won the flip of the coin at the onset of the ball game, elected to accept the football. And so, to begin the second half, the Ravens are going to be kicking it away to Centralia. Welcome back, everybody. Many thanks to Joseph, producing engineering, news, weather, sports, you know, probably did some, you know, astrology. Read your cards at halftime. Here's a kick away, and it is going to be fielded at the 15-yard line. And coming all the way across the field, being chased and hit and held by the arm and pulled away from a defender. Gosh, that was a great job of the defender to get back there to only let him go. And a return is going to be back up to the 30-yard line. Deegan Ronnebaum with the return. It'll be first and 10 for Centralia. I thought that was going to be a great special teams tackle. Just a minute there. Hey, we already have a final.
Have we?
Yeah.
All right.
Can't get you there either, but I'm guessing it's Centralia adjacent. Axtell, 146-0.
There you go.
How far? Wait a minute. Did you say 146-0?
Not that.
Not 146, but 146.
How close are Axtell and Centralia? Are they?
Not too bad. No. Here's a little sweep around the left side, and it's slow walking up the sideline, getting across the 50 and down the 40, 30, 20. He's at the goal line, touchdown, first play, Quentin Alderfer. That didn't take long. Looking at the field, there are no markers down. It's
69-yard touchdown run right there by Quentin Alderfer. And for Quentin, that's going to be his second touchdown of the evening.
I mean, he just kind of slow walked that, found a little groove, and then, guys, I was impressed with the acceleration. He got a little momentum going, and everybody was chasing him. But back to the swinging gate they go, but they don't have the kicker and holder set. Quarterback is going to take the snap. He's going to roll, going to throw into the back of the end zone. It was badly thrown, not even close, and we're going to get our first break of the second half, coming at 11:35 to go in the third quarter. It is Centralia 27, Ravens nothing.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Clear skies early October Friday. We welcome you back. Raven fans celebrating at halftime, crowning royalty.
And all the time, Centralia was in the locker room saying, let's see if we can score on the first play of the second half, and they did. They did just that, a 69-yard touchdown run by the spinner back, Quentin Alderfer, against Centralia, the 27-0 lead right now, early second half. Brandon Key's end-over-end kick will bounce and stop on the grass, picked up at the 21. That slowdown just provided enough blocking to get the return to beyond the 35-yard line. Because what looked like it might have been a problem turned into a nice little return, first and 10 Ravens at their own 36.
Yeah, the ball hit and spun down. And what it really did is allowed the blocks to kind of develop and took a lot of the guesswork out of the return right there for Moore Hill Mount Academy's Maurice Shepherd.
Here's Jace Campbell. He came way to the left side, and then they said, no, Jace, we're going to trade that out. We're going to move you way wide to the right side. Rapplinger will go wide to the left with a double wing. Quarterback is going to keep it, run straight ahead, try the right side, find absolutely nowhere to go, get hit by Isaac Reneke, and it'll be second and 10.
They're going to give him, back to the line of scrimmage as forward progress. Right back to the line of scrimmage, second and 10. Which is probably a little generous right there. I think right now we talked about it a little bit at halftime that we need to see if Amari Shepard's going to run that Wildcat type formation. You've got to see him throw the ball once at least just to prove he can. We saw it back in week one against JCN. He threw a nice strike. He can throw the ball. Let him throw it once just to kind of keep that defense a little honest.
Now you got Zayden Harper switching back in at quarterback on a second down 10 call. Ravens just short of their own 40-yard line. Quarterback rolls left, throws into the flat. It's going to be caught at the waist and quickly thrown out of bounds. A gain of maybe 3 or 4 maximum on a catch by Rapplinger.
That time Rapplinger running that little out route. We saw it in the first half. It worked really well. That time coming up, Deegan Ronnebaum makes a stop on the play. It'll bring up now 3rd and 7 for Moore Hill Mount Academy.
And they're getting it thrown 42 here now.
That's a play that has worked really well for Moore Hill Mount Academy tonight, right? Two steps, hit the out right on the sideline.
In the backfield now for the Ravens to run the football, perhaps, is going to be Mike Garrett. Remember Mike Garrett for the Chiefs? Here's a handoff left side, different guy, and trying to get to the outside. And again, the aggressive, violent tackle results in a penalty on the near sideline as a Raven ball carrier looks out his ear hole for a little bit.
Is it? I don't think so.
We'll see what the penalty markers have right here at the point of tackle here on the near side.
Just kind of a weird penalty.
Tried to grab a bit of headgear and maybe the face mask like we'd seen earlier in the night. Nobody's moving.
Sideline warning, maybe?
Did we just pick that thing up? Yeah.
I think it's a sideline warning because, see, the official threw it before the tackle really occurred. That's why I wasn't sure it happened on the tackle. I think what happened was the official bumped in to somebody on the MHMA sideline because, again, look at them. They're all outside the box, between the box and the sideline, and that's the official space, and they'll let you know that real quick.
So it'll bring up a fourth down and long, and the Ravens are going to punt. How about this? We have not seen this tonight. Snap back is beautiful. The punt is away. It is really high, not real deep. That's going to be hard to return. It's going to bounce and just go dead at the 40-yard line.
That thing hit, bounced straight up, and that's a dangerous punt. I mean, because you had a guy blocking downfield, almost hit him. Royal Mount Academy, though, able to down it at the Centralia 40-yard line.
It's going to bring up a first and 10 for the Panthers, who come into the ballgame tonight 3-1 overall, 1-0 in the district. And in from the far sideline is going to come quarterback Quentin Alderfer. You know him, guy who carried the first play of the second half into the end zone. Now he's going to be back in the backfield once again. He operates out of kind of that pistol formation, running back in front of him and beside him. He'll take the snap, hand off this time, sweeping to the left, bouncing his way outside and up to the 45-yard line. He goes Xavier Beckman. Chase Campbell with a tackle on the play. And I'm going to tell you what, Beckman did a really nice job because he found alignment. One of his teammates out there and
just kind of hunkered down behind him and kind of followed him laterally, trying to find some downfield running.
Yeah, this Centralia team is very patient when it comes to running the ball. They do a nice job of slow walking it and finding those blocks.
Here's a little spinner move that's tricked no one. It's going to lose the yard, and the ball
loose.
Pops out. Ravens claim they've gotten it, but I'm not seeing that kind of a reaction from the officials yet. Did you see that? That looked like an old double wing where the quarterback spun around and you had different directions going from the running backs.
Yeah, and we saw that play work once in the first quarter. They ran that where the quarterback spun 360 real quick and had given the ball off to the left side, and everybody was a little confused. It picked up the touchdown, but don't you, every once in a while when that quarterback spins quickly, the defense just loses the ball. Now, as a defender, I always liked playing the double wing offense because follow the guard, he'll lead you to the play, right? Just hit somebody on the play and something good will happen for your defense.
It's a third down five, movement in the middle, make it a third and 10. How many times have we seen this call tonight?
It's been our popular call of the evening.
Yeah.
This game has been a little plagued by penalties.
Oh, but quite a little, yeah. And it's been the little penalties, you know, penalties that you think by week five or kind of, you kind of got those, you know, mopped up a little bit, but not too much tonight. Now, the Ravens, as it is going to become a third and 11, they're going to sink out a D lineman and bring in an extra second-tier defender. It is third down and long. Aldifer will keep it himself, run straight ahead. He's got room, 50. 45. Nice little move to the outside. Two Ravens are going to bring him down inside MHMA territory down to the 37-yard line.
Chase Campbell comes up and makes the stop on the play, and nothing fancy right there by Aldifer. He just ran the ball right back up the middle following that good blocking of Tyron Talley, Jaden Talley, and Aiden Talley.
And Gus, if you're defending Centralia, absolutely you got good running backs with Talley and Reineke, and, you know, I thought a really nice job by Beckman and Ronnebaum. But immediately I have to tackle Aldifer. I mean, he's the guy who's doing the damage, right? And here he goes again. This time he's going to be hit in the backfield, breaks away, and a shoestring tackle for a loss.
That time, great job by Morehill Mount Academy. Got it in there quickly, disrupted the play right away, and then finally getting the stop on the play. Got that as being not on our program, 72.
So there you go, second down and a dozen. And that time, Aldifer, he faked the handoff. The entire team swept to the right. You had lead blocking, you had running backs, you had everybody going. And Aldifer had slowed this down and was going to just take it himself, expecting the defense to bite and to chase the ruse to the outside. And the ball's on the ground, and a tackle for a loss again as they went with the reverse. The handoff from Aldifer to his running back, Dagan Ronnebaum, because he planted it in his stomach, and he planted it so hard it bounced right back out and landed on the ground. Centralia was able to recover his third down, 17.
One of those rare mistakes that we've seen from Centralia tonight. Clock continues to roll. We're down at the 6:50 mark here of the third quarter. For Centralia, this is their second possession of the second quarter. Their first one was a one-play touchdown drive.
Still 27-0 Panthers, but the Raven defense still going to stymie them here at the 46-yard line. QB will take it, spins, drives right into the middle, and there he goes again, spinning and twisting, 360. Gosh, 720 degrees of spin. He picks up about 10 yards. Vincent Humberg with the tackle. And again, he goes to the middle, spins all the way around. Many times you do that, and you wake up looking at the sky. You didn't know which way you were going.
I was going to say, that's one of those plays where you get a little dizzy, and you're going, man, I hope I'm still running south when it's all said and done.
We're inside 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. And looking at a fourth down six, Centralia will leave their offense on the field. Where will Quinton Aldifer run on this down? He barks, nobody bites. Now he stops, looks over at the coaching staff. Coach Holdhouse sends in his play. QB will keep it. He'll run into the middle. He'll bounce outside. There he goes, down the left sideline. And again, no one will tackle. For some reason, Quentin Oliver, they bite on the handoff. Oliver goes outside, goes in for the score on a fourth down carry of 34 yards.
Yeah, it was a messy play. Got into the middle. There was a lot of traffic, and you're like, all right, he's going to be stopped, and this is going to be a nice turnover on downs right here for MHMA. Instead, he kind of bounced and weaved and got patient, and then all of a sudden hit the gas, and he was off. So a 34-yard touchdown run, and now an official just checking on a player real quick.
Yep, absolutely.
And at the 5:24 mark, we're going to see Centralia line up for the PAT.
And they actually are lining up to kick, I think. Maybe, no. They're lining up the offense. Oliver. They're still wanting two more. They want to get to that football number. Oliver will hand off right side. No one puts a hand on Xavier Beckman, and the two-point conversion is successful. We're taking a timeout at 5:24 to go in the third quarter. Centralia is opening it up. It is Panthers 35, Ravens nothing.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Well, on that series, it was Quentin Oliver into the middle, Quentin Oliver to the edge, Quentin Oliver, Oliver ultimately into the end zone. Ravens trail now 35-0. And once again, Isaac Renicki will be putting a toe to the football for the Panthers.
All right, you see the Sharks running around?
I do.
Do you think of Katy Perry in the Super Bowl?
No.
Okay, that's all I think of.
No. He advanced and the kick is away. And there must have been a penalty or something. There it is. It's a 50-yard line. I think Jaws.
These.
Richard Dreyfuss. Come on, man.
Well, was this how many years of Jaws? 50?
Yeah.
Right? 50th anniversary of Jaws was this summer.
Yeah. I remember watching it in the theater as it had come out.
I have people in my house that watched it for the very first time this summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they terrified or were they laughing at it?
You know, the graphics probably didn't carry over as well.
They weren't kind of the same. Remember the Jaws ride at Universal Studios?
Yeah.
There you go. Something was lost in that translation. I don't know. Here's a kick away, and it's going to roll around and roll around, and the Ravens are hoping it gets out of bounds. Somebody finally dives on it, but penalty markers are going to sail. And, of course, the Centralia coach is running up saying he touched it inbounds, and I couldn't begin to say what happened from here.
I do know a player dove at the football as it was going out of bounds, whether it was out of bounds or not, or throw the penalty. And now the official, the near side one, says start the clock.
Okay.
But the white hat has not yet.
They are bringing the ball out to the 35-yard line, so the decision is that it has gone out of bounds, and it will be Raven football at their own 35-yard line. It's still 5:24 to go in the third quarter. The clock has yet to begin post-touchdown. High school football scoreboard show coming up on 103.9 right after this game. Get over there. Listen to them. Jake Boz and a cast of a whole bunch of people giving you recaps from games all around the area, scores, district standings, conference standings. They may be standing on their head. You just don't know what they're going to do. Tune it in. Here we go.
Are we crying a little bit about Baltimore?
Yes.
That's the only Ravens that are playing bad right now.
Here's this Raven team going outside and again grabbed at the neck, losing his helmet in the tackle and knowing that he has to exit the game is Grady Becker.
Grady Becker closes so quickly and grabs the ball carrier right around the shoulders and just turns hard, able to throw him to the ground for a loss of a couple on the play.
So it'll pick up a second down, and it does it. MHMA from their own 33-yard line. And again, it's going to be rambling or wind to the left side. They're going to switch off and bring Zayden Harper at the receiver. Does that mean they're going to run it with Omari? Yes. And Omari will take the ball, start right, cut into the middle, get mowed down, maybe gained a yard. So it will bring up a third down and 11. And the clock running along now. So Ravens keeping it on the ground. We go inside 4 minutes to play in the third quarter.
Checking back into the ball game for Centralia after one play is Grady Becker. He had to come out for the one play when the helmet came off, but now back in there. 3:45 left in the third. Centralia leading 35-0. Centralia going to stick to that 43 defense. They've kind of altered between that 43 and 52 defense this evening.
QB's back, players it over to the near side. Amari's going to make the catch, get mowed down, gaining a yard, perhaps 2 yards, no more than that. And the Ravens are going to be looking now at a fourth down, 9.
Deegan run up on, able to make the stop on the play. It'll bring up that fourth down. And for Moore Hill Mount Academy tonight, punted the ball once. Maybe it's kind of looking like maybe they'll punt again.
It was a very high punt, very difficult to return kind of a punt. And back for the Ravens is going to be Jace Campbell. He's aligning himself in a punt formation, standing at his own 25-yard line. The return man for the Panthers will stand at their 40. The kick is away, in over in. Bounces to the 40, 35, away from the return man, down to the 30. And the tall grass will stop it just inside the Centralia 30-yard line.
I always love when the ball is kind of bouncing away from the return man, and then he gets in his mind, man, I really should have fielded that. And they kind of lunge towards the ball, and then that whole better not.
Is there any reason that a kick coverage guy doesn't just go ahead and make contact thinking that, well, maybe he's decided to be a blocker?
Right. That's probably
that would
correct.
Be a legitimate. That's a legitimate play, right?
It is.
That happened.
How about Jeff West tonight? Having a real nice outing. They are leading Holton 27-9 in the fourth quarter.
Well, I'm gonna. I already had switched pages with you. Here we go. Back out on offense again. Centralia. They're going to direct snap this time. Running back sweeps left. 40. He's going to score. No one is catching Degan Runnabomb. They're going to chase him, and then they're going to quit at the 10, and Runnabomb is going to take this thing in. It is 69 yards. So we've got 269-yard first play touchdown.
Wow. What a run right there by Runnabomb. And for him, 1, 2, put on the board, 3 touchdown runs for Dagan Runnabomb. And Quentin Oldefer has the other 3.
I need one of those shark outfits. That's what I'm really thinking.
I bet Israel could hook you up.
I would look extremely good in that. So here we go. They are not going to run the swinging gate. They are going to try desperately to get Isaac Renicki the chance to put one through the uprights here. It'll be held by Quentin. Snap, the kick, and did he get it inside? He did. Just inside the left upright, and the PAT is good. And that is going to take us to the end of the third quarter. After 3, here in Atchison, Kansas, it is Centralia 42, Ravens nothing.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. Our ag lending department here at United Bank and Trust is ready to help get what you need this harvest season. From all of us here at United Bank and Trust, we want to wish all farmers a safe and successful harvest this year. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Back with you here, Guy Galley Field. on the campus of Mar Hill Mount Academy in Atchison, Kansas. We're set to go to the fourth quarter here this evening. And Centralia has amassed now a 42-0 lead over the Ravens here on Homecoming 2025. Welcome back, everybody. Tomorrow, Spartans. Yes. Benedictine at Missouri Baptist.
Did you see the cool graphic in the game notes?
I did.
Missouri Baptist. Oh, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, but I'm still
creative.
Here's the deal. I'm still reading game notes, man. They are comprehensive. 30, how many pages?
It was 43 pages.
43? Yeah. I love it. Very, very kind, very most hospitable folks. And we're looking forward to bringing you the game here tomorrow on Care Radio with a pregame around 12:30-ish. Kickoff slated for 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. I think, and we need to refer, and we will, and get the exact details, but I believe that would be considered South County.
I think you know enough people that could probably help you.
An up man for the Ravens touches the ball as they went with an onside kick, whether by intent or
ball.
Accident.
A sidewinder off the tee, hit an up back, and then he was able to kind of fall on it. Great job by the sophomore Michael Garrett to be heads up enough to jump on that football. And for Moore Hill Mount Academy, really good starting field position. The ball out near midfield to the 47-yard line.
Clock is not rolling here with 11:58 to go in the fourth quarter. And MHMA.
There we go.
Bruce Zimmerer in the game. Deron Duncombe, a couple of big old tackles out there. Last guy's in off the near sideline, probably getting a little cool H2O. And here we go. Ravens with the ball. And Omari is in as a running back. Directs a little traffic. And quarterback is going to handle the ball and moving forward for little to nothing is Jaden Harper.
That time coming up to make the stop on the play, Eden Tolley, the senior. Hey, Atchison, on the road tonight? Isn't that the Carl Lewis Field down at Washington?
It's not Carl Lewis. It is
Maurice Green?
Yes.
Okay. I knew they were both the track stars kind of around the same
time. I believe that's Maurice.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Who was at that time the fastest man in the world?
Yeah.
Right? Second down. Straight ahead run for the Ravens. And in a scrum, a gain of a yard or so, right up to the 50-yard line. Maybe give it a couple of yards. And third down, 8
with
the 50.
With a minute 37 left in the third quarter, Washington putting together a spectacular season. Washington leading the Phoenix 61-28. So
they've had a really good year. Now, Atchison. Moore Hill at Moran Academy here in Atchison is going to make another adjustment in the lineup. And, again, they're going to have Zayden Harper at the quarterback spot. Takes a snap, drops back, pump fake over the middle. It's going to be caught. And right across the line of scrimmage, maybe down to the 48-yard line. So picking up maybe a couple of yards, trying to split that defense. Amari Shepard with the catch, and the Ravens now fourth down 5. So that was a good catch, but Gus, in right in the middle of that defense and a lot of traffic around there, just not much anywhere to go.
So for Moore Hill Mount Academy, looking at this fourth down call, gotta leave the offense out on the field. You're just looking for something good to happen, something to kind of catapult you into the final three games of the season.
Yeah, you're looking for anything, right? QB's back. Look, over the middle. He's got a man open and it's picked off. Big old lineman's got it. And it's going to be down at the 41-yard line. He had the play he wanted. Threw it into the flat, and then somehow you found Jaden Talley. Slipped over from that outside linebacker spot, and he was in the right spot at the right time for the interception.
That is, how about this? We have made it into the fourth quarter, and that's our first turnover of the evening. And nonetheless, it comes by a defensive lineman, Jaden Tolley.
So it's going to be first and 10 for Centralia. Here come the Panther offense. And we're going to maybe switch it up at a quarterback a little bit. We're going to bring Bronx in. And is he going to run the club? He is. Running the ball club now for Centralia is going to be the sophomore Bronx Talley. So he utilizes a similar alignment that we've been accustomed to. And Bronx is going to run the ball just like we've seen before with Quentin. And he's going to pick up about a half a dozen or so before we get all the bodies in the middle pushing and shoving and nobody moving forward, and the officials will stop the progress of the game or the run down to the 37-yard line. And we get inside 8 minutes to play. Once more, Talley will take the long, long look over to the far sideline. And I think when I counted prior to the game, 26 young student athletes suited up for Centralia this evening. The Ravens with 20. Second down, 5. And again, the quarterback's going to take it, go straight ahead, and down to the 35-yard line. A couple of yards more. Third down, 3. What Centralia does, Gus, a lot, and Coach Holdhouse has developed this, is they run the ball with the quarterback. I mean, the quarterback is, you knew coming into the game tonight, he was their leading rusher on the season, and he continues to be. And even with Quentin Aldifer out of the game and Bronx Talley running, it is still the quarterback running the ball. That is the overriding tenet of this offense.
Yeah, I mean, you base this offense around your quarterback being athletic, your quarterback being mobile, and being able to run the football. And, again, not much of a drop-off when you bring in the young guy right now.
Yep, he's much smaller, not as tall, but a very strong runner. He's going to run it again. He's going to pick up a first down. And Centralia will move the chains with 6.5 to go in the ball game. First and 10, Panthers. So Centralia coming in 3-0 in the TVL, 3-1 on the season, and 1-0 in the young district play.
Next week, they'll return home for the first time since September the 12th was their last home game. They'll be home hosting Horton next week.
We're penalty markers all over the field, and we're going to reset this thing. Down to 5 minutes and 40 to go.
Moore Hill Mount Academy next week. Going to make a short little roadie up K7 Highway, and they're going to be at Donovan West.
Oh, there you go. Obviously another district game, as it is out of conference.
And Joseph's telling me that Mickey made a 90, so.
Well, they're going to assess that penalty. The ball's going to be moved back to around the 38-yard line. On a beautiful evening, we hope you're enjoying football here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. The old 93-7. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. The officials, they're taking a long time conversing with the coaching staff, and I don't know what's happening out on the field, guys. Can you help me? Are they just like, just burning time?
Yeah, cleaning off home plate.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. There's nothing better than an umpire who is very willing to use the old whisk broom, you know? 4.5 to go. Straight ahead run into the middle of the line, and it is going to be short, and the Ravens are going to get their offense back out of the field. They're going to get one more possession in the ballgame here tonight. Probably pretty fair, right?
See, you don't remember the Katy Perry dancing halftime?
No.
See, with the Sharks, that's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah. Do not know that halftime.
So with the turnover on downs, Moore Hill Mount Academy stops Centralia for the second time this evening. And how about this? For Centralia, that is only 8 possessions tonight. We're down under 4 minutes to play. For Moore Hill Mount Academy, this will be the start of their 9th possession.
Okay, 8 possessions and 6 scores.
Mm-hmm. 2 turnover on downs.
First and 10. Here come the Ravens at their own 39-yard line. See if they can get a little something going here in this last possession of the game. Quarterback is going to keep it himself. Swarm dropped, lost to top five.
Landon back there to make the hit on the play for Centralia. Landon out there, a sophomore for Centralia. Been really impressed with his play tonight.
Players shuffling in and out just a little bit for Centralia now. I got Dylan Figge coming into the game. Dylan, a senior on this ball club. Also on the front line, who we got? Landon Beck over there on the far side. Over toward the near side. I'm trying to figure out who else we got. We'll pick him up in a second. Ravens with the ball, and there's nothing doing in the middle. Very short gain is Ty Winter. We'll make the stop. And right now, I think that Centralia has seen the Raven offense enough to predict that you tackle number one. And that's just kind of what they did right there. And that's what they've been doing pretty much now through the course of this game. And number one, of course, Amari Shepard. He does such a great job handling the ball and so frequently handles the ball. It's like the odds of him carrying it, pretty high.
Yeah, but again, my thing is, and I feel like a broken record at this point. We're down to 2 minutes left in the ball game. I don't know that you really do it at this point. But going into next week, I've got to see Amari throw the ball just once. I know he can do it. You got to keep defense a little more honest when that happens.
Okay, here's Amari with it, and he's going to run. Goes right, cuts in, and I'm going to tell you what happened outside here. Did you see Centralia's Ty Winter, number 21? He looked like a shortstop. His legs were kind of, you know, shoulder width. The knees were bent. He was squared up, waiting for Amari, who was running straight at him. And then Amari kind of put a little sidestep on him, snuck by, but he was there just like, here I am, I'm getting you.
Just trying to field your position.
Yeah. Fourth down for the Ravens. Amari takes the snap, nearly gets away from him. He's tackled for a loss, and Centralia will get it back. So for the Ravens, tough game here on homecoming as they will not get into the end zone tonight. And for Centralia, I would suspect taking a knee, what, one time probably? Two at the max?
If I'm the officials, I'd check that ball and maybe get a new ball.
Yeah.
Right?
Can you check the inflation on it? Make sure it's got the regulation stamp on the side. Does Casey have a brand of preference? Do they have to have the right kind?
No.
And you got to have a kicking ball. Make sure they don't have a kicking ball out there.
I actually remember when I was in school, there was like a, there was more of a range on the ball. We always used a smaller ball.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You could, it had to be kind of like that size. And a final score tonight here at the Guy Galley Field. Centralia, 42. Mar Hill Mount Academy, nothing. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
You've been listening to High School Football on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring our Highland Community College Drive Summary. The post-game show starts right after this. Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth you're gonna glide. Stop, I'm a lumber. Come explore the flooring department you'll adore. Located.
Do you know how?
how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
How's your outdoor cooking working out? Does it need an upgrade or something new? We have all the outdoor accessories you could ever need. This is Smokin' Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. Take a look at the Louisiana Founders Series pellet grills at an unbelievable low prices for this fall. We also have all the Napoleon gas grills available on the same program. And, of course, Gosney pizza ovens and Primo ceramic grills. Another new item is a ceramic-coated griddle. Come see us today for all your smoking hot deals at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. We service what we sell.
From Guy Galley Field, Morning Home Out Academy. Homecoming 2025, and they invite in Gus. Tremendous team. Some strong competition, and it was Centralia coming away with a W here tonight, 42-0. And for Centralia, 6 touchdowns on their first 7 possessions of the game. And you just win a lot of games if you can do that.
Yeah, if you're going to be that efficient, you're going to do really well. And tonight they had guys that just were all over the place. They had 6 touchdowns tonight. All of them on the ground, 3 of them by Quentin Aldifer, 3 of them by digging a run of them, and, wow, they played really good tonight. For Moore Hill Mount Academy, I mean, they just had some plays. They did well at times, but, again, only 2 punts tonight. Had the 1 interception on the pass out there that was picked by Jaden Talley, but for Moore Hill Mount Academy, they did some nice things tonight. They possessed the ball. They moved the ball up and down the field. They just couldn't cap off some drives. And then that one right before half where it looked like they were going to be able to take it in and just couldn't quite score that thing.
So, for Centralia, 4-1 on the season, 2-0 in the division or in the district. And next week, they have Horton. For the Ravens, they'll go to 1-4 overall, 0-2 in the district, and they're going to go up to Donovan West next Friday night. Tomorrow, we're going to make the Red Eye special and head over to St. Louis, Missouri for Benedictine football. The Ravens on Kit Radio, number 3 in the nation, and deserve that spot. Maybe deserve better than that. They are really good. Pregame on Kit at about 12:30. Kickoff, Ravens at Missouri Valley, 1:00 tomorrow here on Kit. That said, appreciate you having joined us here this evening. Get a final score. Centralia over the Ravens, 42-0. Can we greet you tomorrow for Joseph, producer engineer in the studio, for Gus with me here in the booth, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to high school football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7. Stay up to date with your favorite local sports program by following them on our website at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 84. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 60. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 86. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Lots of sunshine and dry Thursday and Friday, with highs in the upper 80s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Give me a cord of wood, gas in a tank, flicker from a match, speakers full of hay. Hey, I'm a country boy.